Okay. Good evening, everyone. Bezrat Hashem, it's going to be part of a small series. Here we have two shares directly towards dating, and the third share also about dating, but we're going to talk next Thursday night on dating specifically in Binyanim of Yichud with dating. It's a very, very important topic that's not talked about enough. We live in a generation where people need to be spelled out very clearly things that are normally common sense. We see this all along with marriage. We need more and more Shalom Bayis classes. Chinuch Habanim. We need more and more Chinuch Habanim classes. We go to college for years in order to learn a trait, but then we don't do anything when it comes to preparing for a marriage or educating our children, what's going to be, obviously, some for 80 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, whatever it might be, we don't prepare at all. Dating is the same thing. Even though, like, marriage in Chinuch Habanim is a lot of common sense, and really it is common sense, so too is dating. However, unfortunately, in our generation, people don't have common sense. And therefore, I don't think I'm going to say too many chidushim tonight. But I just want to spell out some thoughts that I've gone through my head through speaking to many of the alumni. And we'll start and see where we go. Number one, I don't pretend to be an expert. I'm not a professional. Just, I can't even say that I'm an experienced dater since, although I didn't really should have date when I dated my wife. Without getting to the story now. So, we're going to try anyway since over the last 14 years or so, I've spoke to many of the alumni, friends, about dating. So, Meretz Hashem, what I'm about to say tonight is not halacha. It's not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's not Das Torah. It's just some thoughts on a very, very important topic that we're all going to be approaching Bezrat Hashem, whether it's in the next couple months, whether we're already in it, or the next couple of years, whenever it might be. There are important things to talk about. I'm purposely geared this year, all this year, this speech, to people who are going to be fresh daters. Either they've recently started dating, or have not yet started, are thinking about when to date. And that is being the truth is, I think that's who is the only ones you can really speak about dating. Unfortunately, when people become quote-unquote experienced daters, and they're well into the dating process, they don't want a hadracha, they think they know everything, especially when they get to age, the advanced ages where they've dated many, many times, they think they know it all and it's impossible to talk to them. That's through a lot of experience, I'm sure. If you talk to anyone who tries to help out people who are dating, it gets very difficult once they're long. They're not interested in hearing. Now, just thinking a little bit about marriage before we decide when we should start dating, you have to realize if we went into a business partnership with someone that you knew was going to be a business partnership for the next 60, 70 years, you would take that pretty seriously. Okay? Even if you would be going to the partnership with your best friend, before you sign that contract for this binding business deal, you would think at what length whether this is something you want to do. Same thing with marriage. Marriage is a binding contract. Unfortunately, over half of the marriages that occur nowadays in America are not binding. That's not supposed to be our approach, Bichlal, and it's a very, very unhealthy approach. So if you ask yourself, it's such a binding, crazy contract, that sounds very overwhelming. That sounds very, very overwhelming. Why should I ever get married? So, obviously, any frum Jew does not think in these lines. We all know that it's a great mitzvah. It's one of the most important mitzvahs Okay, mitzvah, extra mitzvah. Some say it's a machlokas, some say it's not. Reason? Anyways, I think a big part of dating and a very important mindset to go into dating is realize that you're putting in your ishtadlus. This is our ishtadlus, okay? You can't be over-controlling. There are a lot of these guys who like to control everything going around them. And when it comes to dating, they like to control the dating also. You can't be overly controlling. So that's shaykh. If you think about all the ramifications, all the things that have to go into making a shidduch, as the Gemara says, it's kasha kriyas yamsuf. And the Medrash says that a kadosh baruch hu, he's osek all day long, is keeping shidduchim going. There's a lot of crazy things that go around in making a shidduch. And we have to realize you have to let go. You're putting your ishtalis of dating, you're putting your ishtalis that we'll talk about tonight. And afterwards you let go, you throw up your hands to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you surrender yourself and say, please help me. And that's why, before you start the process, when you're in the middle of the process, and throughout the whole process, you need a lot of tefillah. You need to be talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu the whole time, and realizing that it's really up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Guys, I'm probably thinking when to start dating. What is the appropriate time to know that I'm ready to start to date? So, most people who are young, so they'll hear a lot of comments from people, is he really ready to get married? I hear that line a lot. Is he really ready to get married? So the answer to that is that no one is ever really ready to get married. And that's really truth. It could be 24, 25, 26, 36. No one is really ready to get married. How could you be ready to get married? You're about to do something that you've never done. And it's a very, very difficult, amazing, hard-working thing that you're going to have to put your kochos in, your kishkis in, the rest of your life. And if you don't learn as you go on, you're not going to be successful in it. As the Rosh Hashiva always says, it's something you have to work on your marriage 24/7. So to say that anyone is ready to get married, whether they're 18 years old, 19 years old, 25 years old, they're not really ready to get married. That's the truth. You're not really ready to get married. Therefore, you have to have hadracha, you have to talk to people, and you have to be willing to grow as yourself. So, on one hand, I spoke to many people about this. I'm a very firm believer in people should get married young. For many reasons. Number one, when we're younger, our aspirations are very high. We have a drive, especially if we're closer to the yeshiva. In terms of ruchnius, we have high expectations for ourselves. And that's a great thing to go into marriage with. It's good to have high expectations. Okay, even though you might not be able to meet those, eventually, all those high expectations, but there are very, very healthy things. A drive, a young couple getting together to have visions of where they want to be. Instead of the older people who are already in the middle of life, they already have a job, they're already very set in their ways. Usually it's much, much more difficult, A, the dating process, and B, marriage, to fit two people together that are already set in life. That's much more difficult than when you're young and you have a lot more flexibility and a lot more ability to grow together into a cup. Secondly, as I said before, younger people are more open to guidance. They realize that they're young and they need help and they're willing to seek help, as opposed to older people, they think they know everything a lot and they're less willing to seek guidance, which is a very, very difficult and scary thing when entering into the dating process and entering the marriage. You need help. You need guidance. And number three, it seemed that Chazal seemed to agree with this. Shmona Asarim V'Chopa. V'Nasim Shalav Tipach Atzmosav, if he's not married yet. Okay? That's Chazal. We see a number of different places that you're supposed to get married young. In our generation, I'm not sure that 18-year-olds are really ready to get married. That's a little bit of a stretch. But to understand Chazal, maybe things have been pushed a little bit further, but they understand that you're supposed to get married young. That's on one side. On the other side, though, a person has to be prepared himself to really get married. A person has to ask someone ask the question. Someone that's a date in a halachic, appropriate, ben Torah way. He has to ask himself, we're not dating anymore, we're not in high school anymore, so we're not going to be dating in order to date. If someone at this age who's gone through yeshiva is dating, he's obviously dating because he wants to get married. And therefore, just the mitzvahs, technically, he has to think to himself, if I start dating now, and Zrat Hashem, Hashem is going to bless me, and the biggest blessing that one could have is the first girl he meets he's going to marry. He doesn't have to go through a lot of the difficult dating process. So, if I date a girl for X amount of months, that would be appropriate time to get engaged. And then, X amount of months later would be the time to get married. Let's just throw it out. An amount, 4 months for dating. Say 5 months for engagement. You have 9 months. So, am I going to be ready to stand under the chuppah 9 months from now? Or I mean to be ready once again. We're never ready. But technically, is it feasible for me to be ready to get married 9 months from now? Financially, is that possible that I can get married 9 months from now? Am I going to be, school-wise, is it shy to get married at that point? You have to ask yourself these questions. This technically is not shy before you get married. Why you start? Don't start dating. Many people start to date and they're in the middle of a... It's not shy to get married? That's a big mistake. If a guy really has a strong urge to learn and really wants to mashkia to be a big Talmud Chacham, and he feels that starting to date / get married is going to hinder it, so many poskim are makel that you could push off the dating process, even though once again all is equal, it's better to get married younger. But if that they're going to feel is going to infringe their learning with the Kol Kocho, and they're able to Mamish Mashkiya their time and they're learning Bitara, so great. You can push off for a couple of years if that's really what you're feeling. Mitzia says, dating takes a lot of time, marriage takes a lot of time. The Mitzia says the quantity of learning is going to go down. And if a yeshiva bachur doesn't realize that when he goes into the dating process, that he's going to be giving up of his time, so he's not picking the Mitzia. It's just not in reality. Money constraints and all the other things have to be taken into consideration. On the other side, he has to realize sometimes after you get married, the quality of learning goes up. And even though maybe the quantity is not as much, but you become more mature and you realize how to use your time right. And also, learning b'tahara is a very high madrega. After you're married. But most importantly, a person has to ask themselves, especially in our generation, are they psychologically and emotionally ready to date / get married? Someone who's had psychological issues, emotional issues in the past, they're not things to joke about. Problems don't go away when you get married. Once again, small problems before you're married turn into big problems when they're not metabolized after you get married. Marriage does not fix problems. If someone has these issues, they must take care of them before dating. They need to speak to a health professional, whoever they're dealing with, whether it's a psychologist, doctor, whoever it might be. If it's also a rub, that's great, but if it's a psychological test, they also need to get in touch with a doctor. But they have to get the okay from someone who knows them very well, that they're healthy enough that this is an appropriate time to dating. We're not getting into the issues about what you have to megala, not going to have to be megala to the shadchanim, to the girl, when to megala. That's a whole separate child altogether. But just in terms of when to start dating, he has to make sure he is shalim in all these questions before he goes out and puts himself out there in the dating process. Now, an exception to maybe what we're talking about, what we've been talking about now, is someone who is going to start the dating process, and he's thinking about starting the dating process. Then he's going to decide when he should get married. All these other questions that he asked. Someone who is in the metzias, we have to realize that this is a metzias of many people. They're already in a relationship, coming into before they should really be thinking about when they should start be dating, i.e., they have a high school relationship, sometime after it started, some type of relationship that happened to start, it doesn't matter why. So then, that person really has to think very strongly about getting married young. You have to understand, and I tell this all the time to the alumni, in many different contexts, that a relationship, dating, marriage, is supposed to constantly be growing. You start out going on the first date, and it's supposed to gradually grow. The relationship is supposed to gradually grow. When it hits a certain point, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the Teva, that you're not supposed to be dating anymore. When you get to that point on the graph, you're supposed to be married. Okay? A relationship could only grow with a girl to a certain point before they're supposed to get married. At that point, there starts to be a friction in the relationship that becomes very difficult. Because at that point, A, there's a lot of times, halachic, kedusha type of friction. That's one type of friction that is supposed to be a physical aspect to a man and a woman's relationship. That's how it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Teva that we wouldn't have children if there wasn't this Teva in the world. And that's a major, major part of a husband and wife's relationship. The physical, not here to talk Shalom Bayis right now. We're here to talk about dating. But that's a major part of man and wife's relationship. But that's supposed to be in the relationship. But that's supposed to be, as we all know, only after Chuppah V'Kiddushin. And that friction comes to be very, very strong when someone's dating for too long. Furthermore, even if there's not the physical tension, for sure will be the physical tension. In addition to the physical tension, there becomes a very big friction in the relationship. Because for a man and woman to grow in the relationship, they're not supposed to be dating for years. It's just not supposed to, was not put in the temple. For them to grow in relationship, to become what really man and woman are supposed to be, is only after Chuppah V'Kiddushin. They move in together, and they become, and they start their lives together. And it just can't happen, the metzias of dating. The metzias of dating, we'll talk later on. The metzias of dating is just not the metzias of marriage. They're two different things, and they really have nothing to do with each other. And that's why you'll find so many relationships out there that are great relationships when dating, and once they move in together, things fall apart. That's just the metzias. We're not supposed to be dating for years. So if you happen to be in a metzias of that happening, the earlier, if at all possible, obviously all the questions we asked before, psychologically and emotionally and financially, all those have to fit somehow. Okay? But if when this fake is over here, you should go lechomro and try and get married as soon as possible. That's someone who's started the dating process at an earlier stage. How am I supposed to know, though, guys? How am I supposed to know that I am ready? Some of my friends start, some I didn't friends start. I've hit that age, I've been in college for a year, 21, 22, whatever it is, 20, 21, 22. How am I supposed to know that I should be starting to date? So, there's no real answer to the question besides for having a rav, someone you're very close with who objectively knows you to discuss these issues with. But I believe strongly, and I believe Revolbi talks about this also, is that when someone finds the urge to want to date, the hainu, for us that means that wants to get married, that urge is an important inner feeling that one has. What? It should not be ignored. He has to understand where this feeling is coming from. If this urge is just a physical taivadik urge, so that's not the urge we're talking about. If this urge is a jealousy because his friends are all doing it, so that's not the urge we're talking about. We're talking about the urge of wanting to give and have a relationship with a girl and ready to get married. At that point, it's ready. It's time. Looks dumb, it's time. And that urge should not be put to the side. Now, moving on. When you've decided now it's the time, I'm ready to date, I've entered the parasha. So, just a couple tips about being set up. Okay, I'm assuming right now we are B'nai Torah who are going to be set up by their friends the way that most B'nai Torah are. They're not going out and meeting girls. So, number one, you should look first towards your closest friends. It's the most natural people to be setting you up. People who know you, people your friends who are know enough about you, know enough about what you're looking for, that they're going to set up someone who is somewhat in the same mindset as you and everything. You don't have to run to shadchanim. Go to the people that know you the best. That makes the most sense. Be your rebbeim. If you feel they know you, that's another good address to go to. In the beginning stages of dating, you should be wary. I'm not saying to say no, I'm not saying to run away, but be wary of strangers who don't really, really know you. Okay? A lot of times they don't really, really know you. They have some type of alternative motives of wanting to set you up with this specific girl. Okay? Do more, as we're going to talk about right now, about gathering information about who we should go out on a date with. But, so once again, close friends, close people you're close with, that's how you should start with. As your dating process goes on, it's not working at the beginning, so then you start opening up your avenues towards other people, maybe, if it's not working out. But it makes sense, the first thing should be going to close friends and people that know you well. Now, looking into a girl. It's a very important question. And this really gets into the topic of why all these rules? There's a lot of rules as you go. You enter the parsha, there's going to be a lot of rules set out to you. So number one, Ami Merzel is not really into all the rules. Okay? But many of the rules are set up for very, very important reasons. One little quick Eitzah Tova before we get into the rules. An Eitzah Tova, I think, is a good suggestion for a lot of guys. Not everyone in China, but it could help especially as you go on in the dating process. And that is to have one objective female who deals with your shidduch. Okay, someone wants to suggest to you, you got a name. Instead of you having to do all the research and all these other things, I call it, have someone who is connected to Stern, whoever it might be a sister, might be your mother, it might be your friend's wife, someone that knows you well enough, who could do the research for you. It's a good aid, so that helps things stay objective and helps taking a lot of the pressure off of each person individually. Now, so as I said before, some of the rules I find way too suffocating and way not necessary, but many of the rules, like I said before, for example, one important rule is the guy always looks into the girl before the girl looks into the guy. Okay? Number two, you go through a shadchan, instead of man and woman from the beginning discussing directly amongst themselves. And the reason for these two specifically and many of the rules, it's a very important concept that unfortunately guys don't think about enough. And that is, you're about to go out with a Bas Yisrael. A Bas Yisrael is treated with the utmost respect. And a Bas Yisrael is a much more emotional, sensitive being than many of the male. And unfortunately, guys don't understand this. And many times, guys hurt girls where they don't have to be hurt. Believe me. Called the shidduch crisis. It's not a crisis. There's a major problem for girls. I'm talking to guys. You guys have it a million times easier. Guys, when they go out, start going out, they get their lists, and they have guys most times coming up with them all the time. Girls don't have this. Without getting into why this is, it's much more difficult for girls to find dates. Besides for that, even if it wasn't for that, just the way a girl is treated is differently than the way we treat our friends. And therefore, it's very, very important to be extremely sensitive to girls. The laws of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha even apply during dating. As much as guys think it's not, and I've a lot of examples and stories where guys mistreat girls. Believe me, it'll come back to haunt them. Without getting into it, I know someone who got married later in life, and a big mekubel told him the reason why it took him so long to get married, because he hurt too many girls. Too many girls going to be crying. Not always is it his fault. I'm not saying not always, there's many times that a girl gets hurt, the guy didn't do anything wrong. You have the right not to go on another date with a girl. That's understood, and sometimes she gets hurt. Okay, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz writes, Marin Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul disagrees with this from his Rebbe Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz writes, if you hurt another person, even with no kavanas to do so, even if you didn't do anything wrong, but at the end of the day someone got hurt, you get punished for it. Nevinsel says in all cases you need a little nimnud of something that you did wrong in order to get punished. You can't do it, get punished for something you absolutely did wrong. Lamai said no one's perfectly clean when it comes to the dating process. And when a guy looks into something first and he decides it's not girls matim, so the girl never knows about it. She'll never know that this guy was rather shidduch, and he said no, okay, so she's not hurt. The other way around, the guy can handle it. If he says yes, she says no, okay. gathering information before a date could save a lot of wasted time. But on the other side, overly investigating things is a little bit too much. I know some people who look in and they have weeks, and that's also a waste of time. But if you don't look at all, so you end up going with someone that's totally not shy, so you're wasting the guy's time, the girl's time, Shadchanim's time. But after you do your ishtalus, which we'll talk about in the last segment that I'll finish up today, you rely on Hashem once again. You put in your ishtalus, you do what you're supposed to do, and you rely on, you put the rest up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when looking into a girl, is it shaykh for me? What question should we ask? What is shaykh to ask? What is shaykh to do? So, you should speak to people that are closer, or once again, have your objective person who tells you to shidduchim, speak to people who are closer. Number one, it's very important to get a sense of the family. She's coming from a divorced family. Is that very meaningful? Is not so meaningful to me? Okay? Percentage-wise, people from divorced families, unfortunately, find themselves divorced more easily. On the other side, we know many people who have been divorced, gone for a divorced family, end up having amazing marriages, and they've learned from what their parents didn't do right. Is it a high-pressured family, or are they more relaxed? Is it a warm family? What's the family relationship with the girl? Does she have a close relationship with the family? Does she not have a close relationship with the family? That's a very, very telling thing. Someone who has a very close relationship with their family, and the girl's not so close with the family, a lot of times that has a big friction when it comes to getting married, because she sees what she sees at home, and she doesn't understand what it means to have a firm, close family relationship. Number two, health issues. Not always are they going to tell you the truth. That's the MS. And not only the halachically are they chayv to tell you the truth at the beginning. There's halachas that doing. There's rabbanim to talk about that. But it's kedai to look into things before. But the most important thing for yourselves is to clarify issues about yourself. You have to be clear with yourself what exactly you're looking for. A lot of people go into the dating process and they don't really have answers to any of the questions. You have to distinguish when you're thinking about what you're looking for in a girl between wants and needs. There's things that we would like to have in a girl, and there's certain things that are needs. And you very much have to clarify these issues with yourself. What am I looking for in a girl? What is absolutely required that I do not want to date a girl if she does not have A, B, C, and D? And on the other side, what are things that would be nice to have in the girl? But if I don't have it, I'll survive. That's very important to clarify for yourself when you're talking to a friend who might be setting up. For sure when you're talking to Ashad Khanna. You have to be clear about these things. To say non-clear things like, I would like a girl with good midos, that's not going to do it. Do you think anyone goes to Shadchan and say, I want a girl with bad midos? So that's not, no Shadchan's ever heard, no one ever thinks such a thing. What does it mean to have good midos? What certainty of good midos does it that you're looking for? You need a warm girl, you need a sensitive girl, you need someone who is a very big balas chesed. It's not so much important to you. Family values. All these other things. What does it mean to have good midos? There's a lot of good midos. Everyone has some good midos and some bad midos. That's what we all know. We work on hopefully our bad midos. What is it that you're specifically looking for? Are you looking for a wife that's going to be a whole mother? Or are you looking for someone who's going to be working? Where are you going to want to live? A very important thing. If you want to make Aliyah, you want to be Israel, is that on the want list? Or is that on the needs list? If that's a need, so you have to express, I need a girl, so you shouldn't date a girl that doesn't want to live in Israel. If it's a want, it's a nice thing, but I would live, we all live somewhere else, so then it's just a want, it's not a need. Personality. I need an outgoing girl, I want an outgoing girl. And I want you to know, even after you clarify those, make sure, again, go over your head, is this really a want or a need? I had a friend who said, I need a girl with light hair. So I'm trying, I need a girl with light hair, that's what he was attracted to. So you know, face when I was always thinking of Shidduch for him, I always thought of a girl with light hair, as he said, he ended up marrying a girl with dark brown hair. Okay? So, you have to clarify yourself, really, is that a need or is that a want? Okay, the want list is also very important. Especially for Sharkhani, a lot of times it's easier to set up someone if you match in the wants. Okay, the needs, a lot of them sound very, very similar. Okay, but the wants makes your individuality different. You want someone who's very good in Kiru. You want someone who's very musical. Okay, these are things that are nice things for a lot of people. I doubt they're a need, like you need that. This usually could be a want. So they're a good thing. So if you want someone musical, so Shadrach could think about, oh, it's musical, it's good. Maybe they'll start thinking about these two as a match. Okay, but it's very important for yourself to clarify these things about yourself. Now, the million-dollar modern question that everyone likes to talk about and ask is, can I look at a picture before dating? Can, should. Everyone knows the Gemara and Kiddushin. You can't get married, you have to look at the girl before you get married. She has to be attractive, she's not disgusting in your eyes. People claim it saves time. You see the picture's not attractive, so why don't I go out? Say someone. I love my favorite one is, I need an extremely drop-dead gorgeous girl. I'm not the normal. I need someone who's really, really attractive. So I gotta see the pictures. So Lania's daiti, the whole musak, the whole idea of guys requiring to see a picture before they go on a date is completely against Torah Hashkafa. I know I'm saying something that most guys are not very happy to hear, but I feel it with all my heart, and I've not heard anyone I've talked to who disagree with such a thing. I'm not talking about the daters. Although Chazal does say to us, they have to make sure you're attracted also physically. I'm not saying anything fluffy or seminary. The real beauty of a Jew, a real beauty of a person, is the pnimius of a person. There's many people, it's not just words who are maybe objectively beautiful, but they're nidos. And when they start talking, and when they start, they're disgusting, and they're not beautiful anymore. And then on the opposite side, many, many people, I'm not saying they're completely not attracted to the person, but it wouldn't be their top five pick of attraction. But when they meet the person, and they start to talk to the person, that's what comes out. They see that their mom is attracted to them. Physical beauty is really when you know the essence of a person. And when you look at a picture, the first time, we all come up with a judgment. And even if you end up going on the date, you've already made a decision in your mind about the girl. Either way, for the worse. Sometimes you think she's not so pretty in the picture. You know what? I already gave up. I already said I was going to go on the date. I'm going to go. But you're not going in with any part of yourself looking forward to the date. And automatically, you don't even give it a chance. Another side, which is probably more likely nowadays, you saw the girl, I saw a picture of her, she's the most gorgeous girl in the world. All of a sudden, we're brainwashed already. We don't even look into the other things. It's automatically going to be good, even though it's subconscious. A lot of it's subconscious, but we can't even objectively date someone. What about the penis? A Jew cares about the penis, but that's really... Of course you have to be attracted. Of course you have to be attracted. No one's taking that away. And no one would ever let you get married to someone if you say, Rabbi, I'm not attracted to the girl I'm about to marry. You can't get married to her. But the essence of the attraction has to come from within. There's no reason to look at a picture then. Once again, if you're getting set up by your friends, you hopefully trust them enough that they're going to say over someone who's in the parsha of something you're looking for. You know what? This whole Muslim having to look at a picture, we're the cause, the bottom line, there, end of the day. It's between them and Klapei Shemaya. But we're the cause of all the tznius problems in the world. The girls have to dress in a certain way because they know that the guys are looking at pictures and the guys are looking, and therefore they have to dress more in order to attract. It's not according to the way Chazal understood a girl is supposed to get dressed. But she wants to get married. And I get two lines a lot. This one I've heard a couple of times. Rabbi, it's because of all the preetzes I used to see. I'm done. I need, that's what I need. The movies and the worst and all the... They don't put the ugly girls out there. That may be no. Another one. I work, or I'm going to work in some fancy downtown office, and the girls there, they come half naked and they look a certain way, and therefore I gotta be excited for my wife when I come home. So the MS, the two good tainas, there could do good tainas, but I can guarantee you that someone who marries the essence for looks and needs her, and his mind is out there, that is the top priority, that is not going to solve either of these problems. Women don't look at all times the same way as they are going to when they're 20 years old. They get pregnant, they nurse, sometimes it's a medical condition. What's going to happen then? What's going to be then? What? The only way to really solve each of these problems is to build a real pnimius relationship with a girl who you're going to get married to and you're going to spend the rest of your life with. That's the only way to solve both problem A and problem B. Yes, and you need still need chizik. And if you still can't get past it, seek a professional help. Or quit your job. Find a different line of work. What heptir do you have in the world to put yourself in that sakana? If you can't handle it, find something else. So, that idea, I really strongly advise, once again, the people who have been dating for a long time, they're for sure not going to listen. They're going to do whatever they want. But when you're dating freshly, and you're starting the dating process, guys, I urge you, I think these are good eitzas, these are important things to have in mind. Remember the Bas Yisrael. Remember these ideas, they're important ideas to save time, just a little bit of things going into the dating process. Meretz Hashem, next time we will talk more about dating itself, from the first date onwards, and some eights of when to know, and how to know if we're really ready to get married after, when dating. If we're really ready to take the next step towards engagement. And Meretz Hashem, once again, next Thursday night we'll talk about the lachas of Yichud and dating. Questions? So the question was about hashkafically, if you seem to be a little bit off hashkafically, what are you supposed to do? So that's a very important, and this is one of those things that one has to know of himself before. Hey, this is one of the things to clarify about himself. Where is he holding? What is important to him so much that this is a need? And what is a want? No one's ever going to be exactly the same. So you have to be, I don't say you want to have to be, because there are marriages out there that end up working where husband's on one plane and the woman's necessarily on another. It's not a great lechatchila thing. You never want to start the marriage like that. It could work. But we definitely don't go into a marriage like that, and therefore it's very, very important to clarify hashkafic issues. Small things, everyone needs a bend here or there sometimes. Okay, and there's going to be growth after marriage also. But you have to be in the same ballpark. The question is, if we get married young, 10 years from now, we're going to be different people. And then, what is going to be? So, I think the answer to that question is very simple. But if you get married at 35, you're also going to be a different person at 45. So, you also have the same problem. Yes, it's true. The difference is much different a lot of times from 20 to 30 than from 30 to 40, say. But that is what a Jewish marriage is all about. It's not about we get married and we grow together. It's an essence of you build a real marriage and you care about each other. It's not I go my way and she goes her way. You're growing as a family together. Most of the growth has to be through your shalom bayis and through your chinuch habanim, through your children and everything else. She shares in your life and you share in her life. So how do you end up in these two different planes? A lot of times those people end up in different planes because there's a lack of shalom bayis or there's a lack of achdus in the marriage. This is also an excellent question. But parnasa, if you're not necessarily going to be not ready completely with parnasa, how do you go ahead and take the next step again if you're not financially completely stable? So I think my opinion is very simple. To say that you have to wait till you're completely financially stable, so that's, many people are not going to have that until if they're going to medical school and law school, and that won't happen until sometimes they're 35 years old. You have to be in a certain set of area of vishtadas where you're going to be able to make it. It might be a little difficult. Okay, sometimes you'll have to have some parents' help. Sometimes you'll have to take some loans. But if it's in the realm of possibility, then you should see some people have become I don't know, heads of shul youth groups and things like that. Jobs, those side jobs, they have to keep on when they're. This goes back to the question also. If someone wants to be learning full time, and so you're right, these things are going to take away. It's going to be very hard to do that. But same thing, we can't wait till we're 35 to start dating. Nothing good is going to happen out of that. Yes, Mr. Bernard.
Like you mentioned before about saving time.
Right. So you're asking what's the difference between seeing a picture and then seeing the person live for that first second when you first, everyone's going to, of course, everyone makes the first judgment. But a lot of people, by seeing a picture, they won't even go out on a date because of it. When a lot of times, we all know that sometimes pictures are very much deceiving. Sometimes they have too much makeup, a little amount of makeup, whatever it is. When you see a person, number one, a person, that's who they really are. And B, immediately when you start to talk to the person, their essence is shining right away. You start to learn about their essence. That's it. That's the truth of a person.
Yeah, but like I'm saying that when you see a picture, you're already formulating something within a few seconds.
We're all human beings. At the end of the day, we're human beings. That's going to happen, but it's going to happen a lot less and a lot less severe over here in this case, where you're going to immediately start to talk to the person, learn about the person itself. Okay, we'll take one more question, then we'll stop for today. Yes.
How do you deal with like really complicated family background issues and stuff like that?
Yeah. All amazing questions. You're talking about your own, or you're talking about the girls?
No, like my own.
Uh-huh. So, one thing that we will discuss, like, it's kedai to mention already in this year, but then in the next year I was going to talk about it, is that I very much suggest, and it's not just me, Rashiva feels this way, that all people who are ready to get married should all be in touch with some type of counselor, someone who's been trained for some pre-marriage counseling. Kal vachomer, if one knows he comes from a weak family background, divorced family, issues, not a close relationship, all of them. Kal vachomer, ben shalom, shal kal vachomer, they need to seek some type of counseling for premarital counseling. And that's a girl has to understand that. The shadchan should understand that I'm willing to, I understand that my family situation is not the best, and I'm willing to work on it. I know I'm going to have to work on it. I know that a lot of shalom bayis comes from what we saw in our home, and therefore, if I didn't see it in my home, so I'm going to have to learn it somehow. It's very important to be in touch with yourself, number one, and realize that you're coming from a place that's not maybe the best situation, and B, is willing to work on it and make sure that you explain that to the girl, and you, it doesn't have to be on the first date, whenever it may, when things go far forward, say, listen, I know that my family situation was not the best, or even if it's the girl's, they see that your family situation, you don't necessarily say that to her, but say that we should see someone together before we get married, before we get engaged, whatever it might be. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.